We're lucky enough to have Jason Burge with us, this week's Sid Guildford nominee from the Palm Beach Currumbin Lions. Thanks for coming on, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
No dramas at all. So congratulations first up on being the Sid Guildford nominee. It's a pretty good one to get.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah, there's a lot of good players already been nominated this year, so pleasure to join them.
Yeah, it's a good point you bring up about the being amongst a lot of good players. I mean, particularly there at the Lions, you've got a really strong midfield group. What's it like been playing with them?
It's been fantastic, mate. We've all got very very defined rules and roles that we play to and adhere to, and everyone's buying in. Very, very enjoyable team to play in, that's for sure.
And what's it like getting a bit of an individual accolade like this one?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, you know, it's not something you play for, but to have your individual accomplishments recognised is always handy. And, yeah, as you said before, I'll definitely cop a fine for it, so I might as well enjoy it while I last.
Absolutely. Now, you've come across from Surfers last year, I believe. What's the change been like for you?
I was actually from Southport Sharks, but, yeah, the change has been good, mate. It's just a step back in competition. A lot more relaxed, but at the same time still playing a very high level of footy.
Yeah, you played in the NEAFL for quite some time, so it must be nice to take a little bit of a step back and really enjoy your footy.
Yeah, exactly right, and that's what it was all about for me. Footy enjoyment, the NEAFL was a great competition. It's a great pathway for young players trying to get a start at a high level and to continue playing at that high level against really good opponents. But probably a bit beyond being a mature age rookie now myself, so just got down to enjoying playing footy with my mates, but still playing at a very high level.
Yeah, and have you enjoyed passing on some of that knowledge that you've gained in the NEAFL to some of the younger players?
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably the most enjoyable thing about it, seeing young kids who I guess they can see a little bit of myself in, who want to get the best out of themselves or just really want to enjoy their football or improve their football. If I can pass on any advice at all to them and help them in any way, shape or form, it's a real honour to do so, to be honest. Palm Beach has been great. They've really encouraged that and wanted me to do that.
And obviously you're being coached by Chad Owens, who won Coach of the Year last year. What's he like as a coach?
He's fantastic. He's a coach that all the boys play for, and I say that in every respect of the word, because he's honest, he's very affable, and he's one of the boys that at times, but also at the same time, he has a very clear and concise message that we've all bought into, and I think that's showing in some of our results today.
Yeah, listening into some of your huddles, I feel like Chad seems to have this great mixture of old school fire and brimstone, but also it's kind of more of a modern approach too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, one of your great assets appears to be your kicking on the field. Has it always been one of your good attributes?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably something that I've really worked on over my time. Obviously, I'm not a 6'6" key marking forward that takes hangers around the ground, so I've had to establish really good skills. I've always had a footy in my hand when I was growing up, so it's probably something that I've tried to maximise in terms of differentiating me from other players my size.
And how have you sort of assessed the progress of the Lions so far this season? You've looked pretty good at stages.
Yeah, I think exactly what you said, Sean. We've been good in stages. Still good that we need to improve on. Our best is very, very good. And then, like with any team in the competition, if you have a 10, 15-minute lapse, the better teams can just take the game away from you.
Yeah. Did you feel like the team really felt the benefits of having that bye week and having a bit of a rest when you came up against the Hawks?
Yeah, it was good. We timed it. We knew that we were going to have the bye fairly early in the season, so we timed our pre-season around that. So we ended up having sort of a 5-game block leading into that period. So, yeah, we timed it so, and I think the bye's going to do us a lot of good. Having said that, we've got one in 2 weeks as well with the state bye. So, yeah, we'll see how we bounce back after that one, hopefully as well as we did on the weekend.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time, Jason, and congratulations again on being the Sid Guildford nominee for this week.
Thanks, mate. My pleasure.